No, it's really excited for our next guest. They've probably come up with the greatest song of all time. Luca Brasi, one of Tassie's biggest music exports. They grew up here in St. Helens. They're ARIA nominees, have performed at some of Australia's biggest festivals, and they've just released the theme song for the Tasmania Jack Jumpers. Please welcome from Luca Brasi, we've got Tyler and Pat.
Welcome, guys.
The Jackies.
This is, first of all, sorry for getting you up so early.
We're old. We go to bed early.
We don't sleep.
But, mate, they've still been going from Friday night.
After the first Jack Jumpers victory,
mate.
How was it, boys? I mean, you were there, Tyler. It was intense, wasn't it?
It was just red hot in that room. In that whole place, the atmosphere was just on fire and Jackie's bought it, man. It was just insane. It was such a wonderful thing to be part of.
Did you know it was going to be that big in MyState Bank Arena for the opening game? Like, it was sold out. They absolutely blew the roof off.
Yeah.
The entire game. It wasn't just at the end when we went into OT. It was the entire game. People were on their feet. Did you expect it to be that much of a spectacle?
Mate, no idea. Like, you knew it was sold out and you knew it was that many people, but you could not figure out that many people what it actually felt like in that room at the time. Yeah, there was nothing it was going
to
be. Yeah.
There was one point where we wanted to encourage everybody to stand up and like start jumping around and stuff. And then we were getting messages from the ops team going, "We've got to stop people jumping."
Calm them down.
They said to us, like, "You can encourage children to jump." It's weird. Everyone make noise, but only children jump.
Yeah. People are feeling it engaged. Brooke, so we need to stop jumping up and down.
Stadium's going to collapse.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to play the song very shortly. But Pat, how did the song come together? What was behind the scenes? What was happening?
Sometimes Tyler has these really wacky genius ideas. He just said, "Let's write a song for the Jackie." He's like, "Oh yeah, let's give that a go." And I think we were just at band practice one day, and I was just mucking around between songs. Played a riff, and Richo goes, "What's that?" I said, "Oh, it's nothing." He goes, "Sounds like the Jackie song to me." It's like, yeah, right. So went back home later, laid it down, and just really wanted to capture that, I guess, rock and roll anthem style. So I tried to make it as straight ahead as we could. Richo just kicked the lyrics out of the park, and it all kind of came together from there. It actually came together really quickly.
Yeah, huge. And Ty, I mean, you guys are all massive basketball fans, yes? So did it come easy because the passion is already there? I mean,
mate, the passion is there. It's ignited in my soul for the Jack Jumpers. I live or die the Jackies.
Richo might have been best on ground. We shared a video of you just screaming at the end of the ground and on your Instagram, and people just replying, going, "How good? Let's go!"
When we won, because we sort of knew it was going to be played. It hadn't been actually official. We've kind of done this a little bit, a bit rogue and just went,
the back channels, yeah.
"Hey, here's the song."
Yeah.
We got around the players and got everyone into it and then went, "Hey, here's the song." And they were like, "All right, what's this?" sort of thing. So we kind of just went, like, "We're just going to do it." So we'd heard win from the DJs, the combi crew, that if they won, they're going to play the song. So I was kind of thinking, "Oh my God, here we go." And then Sobey hit that three at the end, and I just wanted him to go back to Brisbane where he belonged. And it was overtime, man. And then we just smashed him in overtime, and I was just so fired up, and I heard the kick drum come in, and I was like, "That's the song. Boys, that's the song." And then, it just ensued from there.
But it worked the exact same way with us. They didn't have Encore MCs, but we rocked up on first and said, "Hey, here's your MCs."
Let's go do this.
Don't give them a choice.
We brought our own mics. We just walked in and went, "I reckon they'll let us."
All right, boys, what we're going to do is we're going to get you stick around. We are going to play. We've got the song here. It's in the system. Jackies are on the march. Luca Brasi, the official Jack Jumpers song.
Official.
Yeah, it is official.
We're calling it official. So I'm
we shared on our Instagram early. I think on Friday, and like a few of the guys were like, it's the song.
It's the song.
So we hit play. Let's hit play on it. Here we go. Luca Brasi, Jackies are on the march.
This is the song you're going to hear at MyState Bank Arena every time the boys win.
Yes.
Which means every game. You're going to hear the song.
No pressure, lad. Sorry.
All right, stick around, Luca Brasi. Here's Jackies are on the march on here. I'm calling it the official song of the Tasmania Jack Jumpers. Luca Brasi, Jackies are on the march. Still joined by the boys.
Yeah, Jackies.
Go to Jackies. Tyler and Pat still here from Luca Brasi. Boys, the song, it's incredible. Even as we're playing it now at 7:20 in the morning. Like, I want to get out
and have a beer and celebrate.
Yes, march, boys.
March to work.
March to work.
So, I mean, look, I mean, something, Nathan, I really loved. I mean, how did you feel like hearing it there? Because, I mean, Nathan and I, you know, failed musicians. That's how we got into radio. We just talk about other people's music. But it was the closest Nathan and I felt like rock stars, because we were on the court at the end, that song's playing and everyone's clapping.
And we have a mic in our hands.
I'm lip syncing. How did you feel sitting in the...
Oh, mate, like I said, when it started and I heard the kick drum, I was so fired up already, and then I was like, but like you guys were saying before, the crowd was so loud.
Yeah.
I wasn't quite sure if I could hear it or not.
Yeah, yeah.
Then when I realized, man, I was like, ah, this is over, and just lost the plot. Like, a lot of people have seen the video by now, but
probably not your best vocal performance. But
my voice is pretty rough after screaming the whole game.
When you were there, were people looking around, going, like looking at you, going, "Hang on a minute, this is you guys."
Quite a few were in that section, yeah. When they realised, well, I had my mask off too. They were like, "This is that Brazy one."
Like breaking the law.
With your mask on.
Yeah. Yeah. She had a shirt on that said, "I am Luca Brazy."
Yeah, of course. Hang on. My own face on it, so people can see it.
How good is it as well? I mean, for something like this in Tassie Boys, I mean, you know, it's it just feels, I don't know, like it, you know, we've said it many times, like electric in the air, but it's so good for us to have this that we can get around and go to these games.
Yeah, it's amazing, you know, just to see how many people are rocking up. Obviously, people are getting around it. I think membership's through the roof, like exceeding a whole bunch of other clubs. So it just goes to show that Tassie will get around it. So, yeah, it's awesome.
It's huge. And, Richard, we were just talking off-air about it as well. There are no other teams that have this, that have a local band who have written and are performing the song for the local team. Like, it fits so perfectly, and it's so Tasmanian, which is why I think it's so perfect. Do you agree?
I totally agree, man. Yeah. And, like, this whole thing just shows about how Tassie feels for us. It's always been a community vibe. People have always got around us. Tassie's always been so good to us. And it's translating the same way into this sports team.
Yeah.
You boys, I mean, in terms of like now, like, you know, the borders are open 7:15, stuff, performances and that. Like, are you excited that like there's somewhat of normality coming back?
Oh, man, I hope so. Like, we've had a tour rebooked about 3 times.
Yeah.
And it looks like it'll happen kind of February, March. This is the album tour that was meant to happen in, like, January.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it might happen 12 months later as long as things go to plan. So, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Okay, all right. And also, I mean, we've got the next game. It's happening this Thursday, Adelaide 36ers on the 9th. Are you guys going to be at the game, or we don't know yet?
Mate, I will be at the game.
Yeah,
perfect. With my mask on.
Okay, half court shot, and if you get it in, we'll play the song.
Yes, I love that.
And you can have that. As many goes as you want. Until it goes in.
Yeah, they're waiting. The players are waiting to come. Okay, we're like, no, shut up. Richard's got to get it in.
Look, and even if they're not playing, I mean, they're just playing out of our phones. Just hold it up to the mics.
Until they kill our mics and escort us out. But, you know.
Richard's taking the guitar along this week.
Yeah, I'll just stand in front of the setup.
An acoustic performance.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Fitness performance of all time. this is going to be a tough game, though, but it is. I'm excited.
It is going to be. It's going to be a tough game, but I mean, off the back of an opening round victory, it's huge.
But the game, like, I mean, yeah, I mean, I know it, when it went fourth quarter, went to OT, I was like, oh, come on, please,
yeah,
please.
No, man. Same
the boys
boat.
Pulled it out. So it was a great way to start, I think, and hopefully the boys can keep winning. So
absolutely. That winning confidence has to start from somewhere. And now they have the official anthem being played on repeat every day over and over. Mm-hmm. They just can't lose. Actually, they've never lost when they've played the song.
They do it. Absolutely. And now, I mean, we've played it on radio now, which means we'll play it every 2 songs, which
there
is perfect.
I love that.
Boys, thank you so much. Luca Brazy, Richard,
thanks, Pat,
thanks for joining us, boys. All the best. We'll see you on Thursday.
Yeah,
huh? Cheers, fellas.
See ya.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the showdown. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.